It's Loosman and Logan in the morning, and we've got special guests in studio. If you would please welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. And this Saturday's Miss Grace Harbor and Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen Pageant. First up is Shaylee Burlingame, who is a junior at Aberdeen High School and running for Miss Outstanding Teen at the Grace Harbor, the Miss Grace Harbor Pageant this weekend. Welcome, Shaylee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
And I'm great. And I remember you were here last year.
Yes.
Where we also rediscovered that you were once a Kix 95.3 Wednesday weather kid.
Yes.
Which was fun. And look at you. Look how tall you are.
I mean, I'm not really tall. I'm 5'2". So.
But compared to when you were here many years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
You were like
true.
7 or 8 years old and that's you were like, true. you could barely see over the counter.
That is true.
It's great. How you been?
Good.
So now, how did it go last year? You ran for Outstanding Teen and great experience?
Yes, of course.
You're back?
Yes.
So it must have been good.
Yeah.
So how did you end up finishing up last year?
I did place last year.
You did?
No, I didn't.
You did not place last year. So this is your year.
I fingers crossed.
This is your year. Yeah, you're definitely going to place. If
I
not, win
so.
The whole thing.
I hope so.
Yeah. So what made you get into a Miss Grace Harbor pageant?
So I was a raindrop princess when I was 6. And mm-hmm. so I was 6 to 11. And then I started running when I was 13. So this is my fourth and final year as a teen.
As a teen.
Yes. And so I've always looked up to the title holders and what they do, and I've always wanted to be one. So now I'm here.
So now next year you can run for the big one.
Yes.
The Miss Grace Harbor.
Yes.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yes.
Pretty fun stuff. So what's your favorite part of being in the competition?
Ooh, talent.
Talent?
I love talent.
Yeah, and your talent is singing, right?
I'll be singing and signing. So two languages at once.
Signing?
Yes.
And singing?
Yes.
I don't know how to sign. I know I made the motions.
It's okay. It's okay.
What am I saying right now? Nothing. It's gibberish. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Okay. So you'll be singing and signing. What are you going to sing and sign?
I'm going to sing Love Wins by Carrie Underwood.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
Good one. Now, Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. Come on. That's a tough.
Oh, yeah.
She's tough.
Oh, yeah. I can do it, though.
You can do it. You pull it up. All right. I'll be very impressed. I'm going to have to come see this.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
Yes.
But I know you've been singing for some time.
Oh, since I was. I think it taught me how to talk, to mm-hmm. be completely honest yeah. with you.
Yeah. So are you shy at all?
No.
No, she's not shy. I don't think you ever have been, even when you were the Wednesday weather kid. You couldn't wait to get in here.
Yeah, that's
get true. In here and do it.
That is true.
Well, I'm really excited for you. What's your platform?
My platform is bullying prevention.
Bullying prevention.
Yes.
That's obviously. Isn't it amazing that here we are in 2020 and we still have to talk about that?
Yes.
You would think we would have figured this out 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Here we are, still talking about it. But I guess because of people like you, it's becoming less and less of an issue. So good job there.
Thank you.
And so talent singing. Your platform is bullying.
Bullying prevention.
Prevention.
Yeah.
What is a good step in preventing that
just
from
be
happening.
Kind. There's so much hate in the world, just not to be kind mm-hmm. nowadays. And it's why choose negative things when you can choose positive things?
Why? I ask myself that a lot when people are being negative. It's like, why would you choose to be like that?
Exactly.
It's no fun for anybody.
Exactly.
Can't be fun for you.
Exactly.
It's not fun. Definitely not fun for me.
Yeah.
All right. So. Well, Shaylee, it's good seeing you, and good luck to you this weekend
Thank
at the
you.
Pageant. Let's bring up our next contestant or candidate. Now you guys are candidates now. I know they change everything up, but our next candidate in the Miss Grace Harbor pageant, running for the big crown, is Emma Bradford.
Hi
Emma. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you are now a student at South Puget Sound Community College. So you graduated high school. You went to Aberdeen, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, I did.
And tell me about, is this your first time running in a Miss Grace Harbor pageant, or have you done it before?
This will actually be my second year, but I did take a gap between the two.
So you didn't run last year.
No, but I ran in 2018. Yes.
And what brought you back?
Just the amazing friends and memories I made. I had no reason not to want to be a part of that again.
Yeah. And what is your platform that you're running on?
So my platform is going to be the Social Impact Initiative.
That was
Sorry.
Good.
No. Sorry. My Social Impact Initiative is going to be the National Association for Children of Addiction.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, what brought you to that?
I think addiction is something that not only affects our community greatly, mm-hmm. But just the world, individual homes. And I think it's really important to show the children of addicts that healthy lifestyles are achievable.
Yeah, very good. And your talent, what do you do?
I'll be singing and playing the ukulele to Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah.
You're going to sing some Elvis Presley.
Yes.
That's fantastic. That's one of my favorite Elvis songs.
It's a beautiful one, yeah.
It's a great... I actually... Not that this is about me, but I sang that to my wife on our 20th wedding anniversary.
Aww.
Yeah, at a karaoke bar. It was great.
Aww, yeah,
she didn't expect it. And I think I actually did the king, you know, kind of proud. Maybe not. He might have turned over in his grave at Graceland. Maybe. It's hard to
say. Maybe, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Thanks
for coming in, talking it up.
Yeah.
And this Saturday night, good luck to you.
Thank you.
We're down to our last Miss Grace Harbor contestant for today. Save the best for last. Annette Alejandre is here. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You were just here for football not long ago.
That's my social impact initiative.
You guys won this year, didn't you?
We did.
Yeah. Is that what?
This is Miss.
Are you wearing an Aberdeen shirt?
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that for something else?
It's my friend's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You had to borrow it. All right.
Yeah.
So, Holcomb High School, you're a senior, also in the running start, so you're also going to Grace Harbor College, where you're trying to get the AA at the same time, or just getting a jump start?
I just want to get a jump start. I'm going to WSU, so I just want to get as much credits here, and then just transfer them.
Yeah, because then it makes going to WSU a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
And what do you want to study at WSU? Or what are you studying?
I think I want to be an interpreter, so I have to study some Spanish.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And some criminal justice.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you want to do more than one language?
In the future, I think. But right now, I'm going to focus on Spanish. I think I want to learn French, though.
Yeah. How's your Spanish so far?
Muy bien. Good.
It's good?
Yeah.
It's good. Well, you're halfway there.
I'm fluent.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how many more years of school do you have to take in order to be able to do that for a living as an interpreter?
I have to... A lot of places don't even, look at your resume if you don't have, a bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
So I'm aiming for a bachelor's.
So I would imagine since you're fluent in Spanish, this is, going to be the easiest.
Yeah.
This is the easiest bachelor's degree I ever got in my life. Well, that's awesome. Well, good luck to you. Your platform is...
Foodball and Coastal Harvest.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that was from all your work that you did at Holcomb High School Foodball.
Yeah.
Got you interested in that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen how the community gives so much in just those short amount of days.
Yeah.
It makes such a big impact.
And what's your talent?
I'm going to be singing a Selena song in Spanish. Amor Prohibido.
All right. Didn't Selena herself do songs in Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mainly Spanish.
Yeah. Well, that should be fantastic. And what's your favorite part of the competition?
I like the interviews a lot because I like to hear, I like to voice my opinions, and it's really interesting. And it sets a lot of, paves the way for, interviews in real life and jobs and stuff.
Well, best of luck to all of you. Thanks for coming in today. It's been wonderful seeing you all. And Saturday night is the pageant. It's at Holcomb's Historic 7th Street Theater. It gets started, what time? 8
Seven.
O'clock?
7
o'clock?
7.
Doors open, what, at 6? 6:30? Right in there. And tickets available at brownpapertickets.com or at Harbor Drug and Hoquiam.
And at
City Center Drug in Aberdeen, too.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. And you can get them also from you guys.
Yes.
If you're in the know.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear any of this interview again, we're going to post it up on our website at KIX953.com later today.